Yeah. Ricardo, Josh, and Michael on the airwaves. Starting it off with that drink of the day. Just a little banter, then we hit in the topics. This ain't just a segment, nah, we spitting logic. And ending it with the final thoughts. Cause this podcast headed straight to the top. Yeah, so get ready, go ahead and sit back. Cause you are now tuned to the Warehouse Rant.
Yo, that's pretty good. Cha cha cha. What is up with this?
Oh, so if you didn't know, today
drop the horn. Drop the horn.
Oh,
drop
the horn. The horn.
Yeah.
Today is in fact Ricardo's birthday. You are still at the Warehouse Rats.
Yes.
It's episode 7.
We are black.
Yeah. See, oh, shit, Mike has got black pants on again. And okay. Anyway. I was about to say, I got black socks on. I was like, oh, no, I don't. So, hey, Ricardo.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. He actually got me a cake. Micah got me some cookies and alcohol. Both of yous. Mm. Yo, this is really good.
Yeah?
This is really good.
I like it. I actually tried a new whiskey with it this time around.
Hmm. Okay, I think that's what did it.
Ricardo, I just want to say happy 40th, and you don't look a day past 50, man.
That's exactly what he texted me this morning. I started cracking up. And I was like,
oh my god!
No, it's been a good birthday today. I honestly, it's kind of weird. Here's why.
Oh,
there is a logic to this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not too much of a logic. It's mostly because birthdays for me are just your typical birthdays. They don't it's just another day for me. But today, for some odd reason, I've received a lot of love from everybody.
Is that because you worked on your birthday?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I guess I should work more days on my birthday because I think it's a...
Work more days on my birthday?
Okay, I should work...
You only get one birthday.
I should work more often on my birthday. Because, bro, honestly, I've been trying to remember what the fuck I did last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember on my birthday.
No, nobody did anything last summer.
Well, yeah, that's true. I know we recorded that. I think we recorded an episode, I think, that week, I think. Or the week before.
I think we did the week.
Yeah. But I don't remember what the fuck I did.
That means maybe it was a really good birthday then.
You were taking the right kind of drugs.
There's a wrong kind?
Some that you could die from.
Some of them are hell of a drug, but...
Yeah. No, it's been a really good birthday. Honestly, it's at work. You know, I'm surprised. I think he did it for me. I'm not too sure. Our boss got us cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
Or not cupcakes.
No
but,
way.
But muffins.
Muffins. They're huge. Like, they're big as my fist.
Yeah, they're from Costco. So
they're
good
huge,
ones.
They're huge, man.
And some fruit.
They're pretty good.
Military man did that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
really I got good. A lot more respect for this guy.
Yeah. Did really well. Came through. I wasn't expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I even bought a little cookie from the little convenience store. I was like, oh, man.
Happy birthday to me. I'm going to buy myself a cookie.
And then, it was good. People were reaching out to me from work, wishing me happy birthday. Okay, not a lot of people. Just like one person from IT, which is kind of weird. But that's besides the point. And he was like literally right there and shit. He's like, teamed me. And he's like, happy birthday. He had a little gif and stuff. I'm just like, I looked over. I'm just like, you're right there, bro. You could have just said happy birthday.
He didn't want to make it weird.
I'm not sure. He made it still a little weird, though.
How does it feel to be so well received in the workplace and for all these people to acknowledge such a great day?
Mm.
Celebrating the life of Ricardo Zarco Alcaraz Jr.
I don't think I'm a junior. No, I feel that, like I said, it's a little odd because I'm not usually that type of person that likes to receive that type of attention, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Internally, I kind of like it, but like at the same time, I'm not the biggest fan of it.
You're so outgoing, though. That's really odd to hear. Like, I feel like you'd be drawn to the limelight.
I don't like it too much.
Okay. So what is it going to take? You know, we've talked about this, to put Ricardo in a Speedo and a sombrero.
What?
And put him by poolside with a bunch of beautiful women and just shoot a little TikTok video so he can become famous like the Ocean Spray skateboarder. Ricardo could be like the sombrero wearing Speedo man.
Okay. So a callback to, I want to say, either episode 3 or episode 5. We were still doing song, like music video reviews.
Okay, which we might still do one day just for the hell of it.
You shared a music video from the Motherland.
Okay.
With a guy with a huge hat.
Yeah, he's in the hospital right now.
You're missing my point.
Okay, no, I'm just...
That song?
Yeah.
That should be your TikTok song.
Oh.
You in a giant ass hat and a tiny little Speedo surrounded by women poolside.
Drinking like a fucking like, I don't know, like a fucking like a White Claw. I slammed the fucking White Claw on the table and like one of my female crushies. Yeah, crushies?
What?
Like one of the women that I am attracted to.
Groupie?
Not a group because they're not really groupies.
Well, yeah, but that's what they would appear.
Well, yeah, okay. So all of a sudden she comes in the picture and I'm just like over there crying, sipping on some White Claw and like singing. It's a very emotional song. So it's kind of like a very deep emotional song. He's at the bar drinking shots and kind of singing like how he misses her or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's shots of like him and her back in the day. They used to like ride horses together, this and that. And so...
It's a great song. Like, legit, the song itself is actually very pleasant to listen to.
See? There you go.
I'm on board with the the song, the ambience, but we're also missing one thing. Ricardo's fetish. Midgets. He loves small people. So all of the women will be beautiful small people, and he'll be crushing White Claws off their chest. Various places.
You know how far he'd have to bend down to do that?
He'll show off his flexibility and his nice calves.
That's true. I like that.
Then can we rethink this Speedo thing with all that? Because
I think that's what brings it together. Without that, it's nothing.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the Speedo.
Let's dive just a little deeper into this Speedo and why there's a reservation behind it.
Because I got a small penis, so I don't think that really does me any justice.
Damn right, right to it. We'll
I'm just being honest.
We'll get like a sock with like some tennis balls in it or something like that. You know, okay. We'll definitely work.
We'll stuff it up. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we got you.
Okay.
So, if you couldn't tell, we're drinking. So, I made a specialty cocktail that I've made for Ricardo a number of times because he requested it. So he is sipping on that. Plus, we got some. Founders,
agave,
mas agave lime.
Look at you! You're bilingual too.
I know, right?
I like it. I like it a lot.
So this is actually a premium hard seltzer. I am not a fan of seltzers.
Right.
This is pretty good.
It is. It is. It's actually really good. I think it because it has a little bit more sugar. Let me give you a little context as to what agave is. So agave, from what I know, is the plant that gets fermented to make tequila. But what they also do from it, they kind of cut it open at the base, I think, and then what they do is they actually scoop out some water because it produces water. Think of it kind of like a maple tree. You know how it gives off water or
sap.
Well, it's more of a water consistency, but it's a little sweet. Trust me, I'm Canadian. I know what I'm talking about.
You're talking like sap that to make maple syrup.
Well, yeah,
right?
But it's when you think of sap. To me, when I think of sap, right?
Right.
I think of a really thick consistency and sap. And that
maple sap isn't thick though.
No. Okay. All right. Then I've had a
weird. I've done it.
Have you?
Yes. Oh, nice. It sucks.
Well, it's kind of so. So it's kind of like that. So it's kind of like that. I think it's I never tasted it before, but I think it's kind of similar to where they scoop out the water, and it's, you know, it's kind of sweet and kind of refreshing. So I'm assuming that's kind of how they got this this agave thing. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Who knew you were so well versed in tree, what excavation?
Penetration.
Oh,
that explains tapping. The tapping. Thick milk sap.
Tapping wood.
Tapping. Yeah. I don't know how.
Tree hugger.
we'll get back to that.
No, but this one's really good though.
Yeah, it's
Really really refreshing. Plus, I added more ice, so it kind of gives it more.
I used Canada Dry ginger ale.
I'm a Canadian, that's why.
Well, there you go. I have a little bit of lime and lemon juice in there with actual lime and lemon there. The whiskey is a cherry infused whiskey.
Oh, okay.
But it's not, because I was looking for the Grand Traverse cherry,
right?
I couldn't find it, and then I found, it's upstairs, and I can't remember the name now.
Oh,
it's Evan Williams cherry whiskey.
Okay.
Mostly because it was actually fairly cheap, which I was kind of surprised. I usually specialty stuff like that, and anything else always seems to be a little bit more expensive. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it was that cheap, I was like, you know what? I haven't tried it, and you know, maybe this would be interesting. So
interesting. Interesting.
So yeah, that is what's in that one.
Well, the Grand Traverse cherry one is pretty good.
That's, yeah,
that is one of my good. Favorite ones. So just because I like cherry and whiskey, cherry whiskey.
There you go. So, yeah. Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. What else are you gonna? What else do you have in that cooler, Michael?
Oh, we have a fine pilsner from Founders, and it looks like Josh brought a Kalamazoo Classic, a native to our great county that I will be running for next year. don't forget about that rail train, commodities.
the rail business.
But yeah, no, it looks like Josh brought a fine summer beer. Mm-hmm. I'll let him describe that. As far as this Pilsner, yeah, let me crack these open.
Yeah, yeah. We also have Bell's Oberon Ale, the American Wheat Ale, that only comes out for a limited... it comes out for a limited time every year, but they make a shit ton of it, so it seems like it's around for a long time. But it's still a favorite of mine. Oh, Jesus.
I've also asked...
I get you?
Ow, whoa.
Sorry, we're playing with the microphones inappropriately.
I've also... Micah, I asked for an amber ale. I didn't get an amber ale, but it's okay. No, I'm okay.
Motherfucker.
So.
Just do something wrong.
No.
Just because we're brother brides.
That was a double play on words. That's all.
Have we gotten to the exact definition of brother brides? I know we've gone over it a few times. It's unspoken. Have you guys come to a mutual agreement on?
Oh, I've started using it. Okay. I've stopped arguing against it, but the first time he said it, it reminded me of when he said turkey ham. So I was like, that's such a back-ass-word way to say that. And so I was like, okay, so finally when I finally came around to it, I started saying it, and I'm like, you know what, it's just easier to say brother brides. So I was like, just say brother brides.
Just do it.
What the hell does turkey ham mean?
Deli sliced turkey.
Yeah.
But most people think deli sliced ham. So in trying to describe deli sliced turkey, he called it turkey.
I don't understand the logic.
Well, he said turkey ham, and I looked at him. I'm like, you do realize those are two different meats, right? And he's like, well, yeah, but it's the way it's cut. I was like, you mean like deli turkey? And he's like, yeah, but yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is turkey ham?
So yeah, I just couldn't think of the word. So. I just ran with it.
Because when I think of ham, I think of like a whole on, like that's, big
that
ass.
That was kind of the conclusion that we came from, which I don't know. I guess I was raised in a different era, possibly different.
You are 40 now.
Where, so growing up, we used to get those fucking packets of ham that were sliced, right?
Yeah. Like, in water. Like lunch meat.
Yeah, like lunch meat. Yeah. But the actual like big hams, like this, like the fucking big ones, that was like a That wasn't even
holiday.
Yeah, it was like a holiday, or it was like a specialty, because we, I mean, those are expensive, so it's not like we were gonna get that every week or month or whatever. Actually, now I think about it, my uncle used to get them. One of my dad's brothers, and it was kind of like
your uncle.
It was like a delicacy. So yeah.
Ham holiday.
So yeah, that, I think that's why I was like, you know, put two and two together. It didn't add to four. It added to 3.5.
It added to magic.
That's yes, what exactly. It added to. Sometimes you just gotta make up your own words.
Yeah, like strategery.
What does that mean?
It's a play on
strategic and literally.
Strategy.
Sorcery.
And something else. It was. Do you guys remember when Bush and Gore were running for president? Those two debating, neither of them really knew how to talk. And when they did, they didn't do it very well. And people at SNL had a field day with it. So I remember, I think Will Ferrell played Bush. And they're like, okay, gentlemen, final remarks. And then you had the guy playing Gore gave his, and then he went to the guy playing Bush, and he's like, strategery. Of course, it's the funniest fucking thing. But I mean, that was when the age of Saturday Night Live was actually good.
Did you ever watch the SNL with Trump? Like how they were making fun of him a lot. I think is it Alex Baldwin or?
Oh yeah. Okay. He does a great Trump.
I didn't watch it, but I know he used to piss him off all the time. So
I believe it.
Yeah. I know, Micah. He is. This is not something you want to talk about because I know you're. expecting this. Our president.
Mr. Just wait. It's tonight. It's in the works. Tonight. My Pillow guy. A big thing came out with like Fox News and all these other channels that they're being sued for billions of dollars for just slandering people's names and conspiracies. But this isn't a conspiracy. If it doesn't happen tonight, it will happen eventually.
It'll get moved back to a different date.
Potentially.
No, so they I saw today that you know, speaking about that they wanted those lawsuits to be tossed out, the billion-dollar lawsuits for Giuliani and my pillow. I think the pillow guy.
Yeah, this is over the Dominion voting machines, because they basically slandered Dominion's name, and obviously they're gonna try and sue.
But I don't see how you sue for fucking billions of dollars. What's the point? Like, you're not gonna get that money.
The pillow guy, he has a business, so chances are what they're looking to do is to take him out of business.
Yeah,
they go for like billions of dollars in damages,
right?
They're looking to crush you.
So the other day, I think probably a day ago or 2 days ago, he was on, supposedly he did his own like little live event where he was supposed to like have like, I forgot how many fucking terabytes of data, like of not data but evidence.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of the ballots that were, a lot of votes that were for Trump got switched over to Biden, and all of a sudden, supposedly he couldn't show the evidence because his things got hacked. Supposedly,
see that's where you run into issues where as soon as you make a claim,
but I guess every other 5-10 minutes, he had like a fucking like little mini ad for for my pillows.
Yeah,
great pillows.
Yeah, that's great networking.
He's a weird fucker though.
Oh yeah, he's definitely weird.
Just the way he looks and the way he fucking like moves. I've seen him talk before. He moves his lips when he's not talking.
Maybe he has like some weird mental thing.
He used to. I guess
now I bet you feel bad.
I don't. he was. I guess he's an ex drug addict. So. I guess I feel a little bad.
So, like, ghost tweaking is happening?
I guess I could see that.
Like, he's so used to his body acting that way that it just does it automatically.
Yeah. But I do see, like, I see him in some fucking interviews, and he's, like, moving his lips and shit, like.
Dude, what if he has, like, Parkinson's or something? like Michael J. Fox.
Doesn't make it any less weird.
That's true.
It reminds me of that chick that served us at Big Boy up north. Oh. You remember her, bro? She could not stand still, and she's like...
That was a little weird.
She was... I don't think she was on anything. I think it was just the fact that she's done hard drugs for the majority of her life. And
well, yeah, Northern Michigan. Got nearly nothing else to do.
Finally got clean, and now she can't stop twitching.
What was the her saying?
Oh, no, this was a different lady. This isn't the same lady that took our order. There was the drug-tweaking lady, and then the one that said, yes, you're welcome, thank you, I do, I don't know. Like, there was like it was like a four
no, I guess I guess I don't remember that the one that was taken.
Oh, man. Oof. There are only two people working in there.
I just don't remember.
You're focused on the bacon, that's fair.
No, actually, you know what? The food wasn't very good, though. It was okay, but it wasn't very good.
It's fucking Big Boy.
I'd say it's Big
classic.
Boy.
Classic.
Yeah, but
yeah, it's a dying breed, though.
Yeah, it's a.
There's one in South Haven.
No way.
Yeah. Right next to Walmart.
Can we go there? Tomorrow?
We can make it happen.
For, like, a breakfast, birthday, celebration.
Ooh. Oh. Shout out real quick to our buddy at Sandhill Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Dude is doing big stuff. He's got his own coffee truck now. He actually is going to be in South Haven tomorrow. So, any of the listeners who have heard us talk about Sandhill Coffee in the past,
he was a good guy.
If you really want to check out his coffee, it's going to be local, and you'll get to talk to him, and he's a great dude to chat to. So, if you can make it to South Haven, I highly suggest you get over there.
He's a coffee snob.
Connoisseur.
Snob.
Connoisseur.
So does that make you automatically like a bad person if you're a snob?
It has a negative connotation attached to it. It does. Definitely. So that's why people always add something fancy. Like my brother-in-law, he tries so much craft beer. Like I think he has like a specialty month subscription, so he gets craft beer from all over. I give
him... whoa, careful, careful.
Delta.
It's the variant. He tries some of the weirdest beers, and it's just like, dude, you're overdoing it. So sometimes I'll call him a little bit of a beer snob, but at the same time, yeah. It's like, he's like, no, man, it's really a beer. And it's like, okay, let's call you a beer connoisseur then, because it's less insulting.
That's true.
So,
do you know what my favorite beer is? What? Amber Ale.
Motherfucker. All right, we're going to drink a little more, and then we're going to get into some birthday suit talk.
Oh, yeah. Birthday suit.
So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Oh, shit. I don't have the button. Hey, we fucked it up. And we're back again.
Shady's back. Copyright written all over him.
It was only a couple seconds. You should be good.
Yeah, that's true. Sound just like him, though. Yes.
Yes.
It's my birthday, and I'll cry if I want to.
Cry if I want to.
Sing it, Micah.
Break it down for us.
Eminem's the worst rapper known to man. I never liked him.
Really?
Yeah.
Just
his style.
See, honestly, I liked his like early stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Where it was like dark and like kind of like twisted. Like he and ICP had like this weird feud for like the longest time. It's the funny, like they always like made fun of each other on each other's albums. And I owned a lot of ICP albums back in the day.
Because you're
no
goth,
way.
He's goth, man.
Oh, yeah.
Really? You liked ICP?
I loved them.
Man, there's so much I don't know about you.
God, they were so fucking cool.
I honestly think this is my honest opinion.
Be nice now.
I'm not going to no.
It's a safe place for us only.
He's going to insult me, though.
No, I'm not going to insult anybody. I think that we know each other for a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And I think we know each other fairly well. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's still a lot that we don't know about each other.
It's very true.
Except for me, I'm really open.
I know. You're a whore.
Now, does this go, is this one-sided? Is this, you know, Josh has not opened himself up to you, or you haven't opened yourself up to him? What's restricting the ease of access into the taint region?
Why are you making this so sexual?
I know, right? So, no, I don't think it has to do anything with the actual, like, being closed or anything like that. I think it's just because the fact that there are certain situations that come up and haven't came up yet, right, that where we don't know each other very well, you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like there's so much history before we met that it's kind of like, you know, it makes us who we are today, where where we almost forget how we got that in that situation or how we got that personality trait. If that makes any sense.
Does it make sense? I totally get
it. So, yeah, it's not like it's not like we're hiding anything. I just feel like we just don't really quite. Oh, Micah.
Dude, what in the actual fuck? You have a fork. How did you miss your mouth? Micah got a whole bunch of white stuff on a studio chair.
Yes.
And then he creamed on it.
No,
and
but
then, and then there's the cake.
And there's the cake.
You're making a mess over there.
Yeah, so like for the longest time, I didn't know you went to homeschool. No, I mean, you don't go to homeschool.
You just are homeschooled.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't know you were homeschooled. Mm-hmm. That's like one good example. And if you didn't know Micah very well, Micah is from the hood side, even though he carries himself very well.
Kalamazoo.
But the hood side.
So, you and Josh have not taken the next step in your relationship.
What is the next step?
Do you know in India, guys hold hands and it's okay?
That might be it.
Yeah,
so
we're not going to do that. Right
how now. About how about me and you, Ricardo? Okay. Do you feel the same regard that maybe I've opened up too much and you're closed off?
No.
You haven't shared as much as I need.
No. I feel like after a trip, things got like really deep.
And then you guys had good conversations.
Then we had good
Man, we went through a lot, man.
No, it was honestly, I think it was a good trip, and I think I don't know, I think we hold stuff back, but not on purpose, you know what I mean? Like you can't just ask somebody blatantly like what's your favorite pizza? I mean, what's your best topic?
Supreme.
You can't ask somebody what their favorite type of topping
you can
is?
No, you can, but right, it's not like it's in the context or the situation, it doesn't make any sense.
Gotcha. You don't want to just flat out ask, right? Like, right, you need to break bread and pizza together. Yes. To really understand,
like, for example,
isn't pizza just fancy bread?
And it goes back to the whole concept of what we were talking about last episode about him being able to go off the grid. One of the things that I said is like one situation. I'm not judging. There's no judgment here. Okay, maybe there's a little bit of judgment.
You're the most judgmental person I know, and I mean that in like the most humblest way.
Because honestly, I am judgmental, but in a way that is non invasive.
It hurts sometimes.
Because you don't spit on it first.
What?
What? What?
No. So, Josh, look at this. This coming from a very humbling person, right? Okay, Josh, listen to me. Listen to me.
Josh, look at this.
I love this.
Sorry.
So we were at the hotel.
Should I turn some music on?
No. We're at the hotel, and we know we get this pizza from Domino's. Mm-hmm. He gets his own pizza. I get my own pizza.
Wait, you get your what?
Pizza. Pizza. What did you think I said?
Say it again.
Pizza.
Wait, what are you?
Say it again.
Pizza.
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 I think pizza. Ricardo's messing with us.
Are you fucking with me right now?
No, what am I?
You're
am
saying I? Pizza.
Okay, pizza.
Like
okay.
Pico de Gallo.
Pizza. Pizza.
Pizza.
I guess I'm anyway.
All right, you guys got your own food.
Pizza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways, we got our own food. We got our own pie. How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
We get our own pie, and then I think I was thinking that that Micah was having like that had COVID because he said he couldn't. You know, he's sick the whole time, and then he was saying that that his pie didn't taste very good. Because the sausage wasn't tasting good or pepperoni, something like that. I can't remember.
There wasn't much flavor to it.
Yeah, there wasn't very much flavor to it, right?
Okay.
I'm like, okay, well, you know. So I tasted like a piece of the pie. Mm. And, okay, I was like, okay, it makes a little bit of sense. I guess it's not the best, you know. There is a level of, like, doesn't have that much flavor.
Yeah, it's Domino's.
Yeah, that's true. the next day, he's like, hey, man, you want this pizza? Because I'm going to throw it away because it's been all the whole day. I'm just like, damn, that's kind of interesting, you know. Coming from a very humbling place, we don't throw out food.
Yeah. It was in the danger zone, though.
But
you could get sick.
I'd say if you leave food out
right
for an extended period of time, it stops being
food, I think,
and starts becoming a growing ground for fungi.
I think... Which is a very valid point, but I think that we didn't cross that threshold yet at that point.
How long had it been out to room temperature?
Probably about 8-9 hours.
You're getting pretty close.
Is it really?
Yeah. Okay. Like, for me, anything over 5 or 6, it's questionable. I think, technically speaking, and of course... Any foodies that know their shit, if we're wrong, by all means, call us out. I want to say like 12 hours is the if anything over 12 hours, don't touch it.
I guess it's just a cultural thing, I guess.
Could be.
Because, yeah, granted, you put everything in the refrigerator, but I guess a pizza doesn't really last long at home. Enough to be actually a concern, so I don't know, that's fair. I mean, to be honest, I don't know, but yeah, that's what I was kind of yeah.
Well, I just want you guys to know, in my past life as a certified chef, I was trained in ServSafe, safe food handling.
Oh, see,
so food does not last that long. So this pizza probably had an hour and a half before it entered the danger zone. Then it had another 2 hours. Then after that,
that's a very valid point, Michael. See, that is what I'm talking about. As far as like not knowing somebody, even though like I knew that you were in the food industry. And I know you were like a sous chef. Am I wrong or no?
No, you're
okay. Right. So yeah, I knew you were a sous chef, but I didn't exactly know what you actually did. So knowing that you were a food safety coming from that perspective, it makes total sense.
It's really just the meat, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like the sauce, the dairy, the dough, you're good. But the meat in itself, if it's real, I mean, it's coming from Domino's. I'm sure it's really processed. It's probably fine. But if we're considering it,
it's probably half plastic.
Right. It certainly tasted that way.
I'm pretty sure that meat has been alive. It's been dead for like the last 2-3 years, and there's been a whole bunch of chemicals, so it's like,
yeah, but just think
it's
about
doused in formaldehyde, so it's,
well, just think about how many people have handled that.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, that makes total sense though. Like it really, wow.
It's okay, Ricardo, we still love you.
It makes sense though. I do apologize for that, Michael.
No, don't apologize. Okay. It was an experience. We opened, and hey, happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I mean, thank you.
This isn't a back and forth, greedy. That's how it works.
In my country.
It's everybody's birthday.
It's everybody's birthday.
Okay, so speaking about birthdays, we're gonna go around the room, and usually we have a topic of discussion. It's a little different today because it is Ricardo's birthday. We're going to give an example of a great birthday and a not-so-great birthday.
Mm, okay.
So, Ricardo, since it is your birthday...
I can cry if I want to.
You can cry
that too.
If you want to cry.
We're going to have you go first, man.
Okay. So,
oh,
excuse me. I got to clear my pipes. Mm. So I'm actually going to give two examples of a great birthday because it's my birthday.
It's going to turn into that long list of words that mean finger different toes. Things.
He dropped that when we got here. No, I think that one of the better so I got two of them, like I said, if not more. But one of the birthdays, like thinking now, so there was, I was about 12 or 13 years old, and every year we would go pick blueberries, right, with my dad and my brothers. That was kind of like not a tradition, not a hobby. That was just the thing that we did, right?
Way of life.
It's a way of, yeah, definitely a way of life. Mm-hmm. My dad had a job during the wintertime where he was in construction, not like road construction, but the other construction where you know, build fences and some other things.
I'm confused.
What's confusing?
What's real and not real?
I said road construction.
Oh, road.
Okay, I heard real construction.
Yeah. I'm
a little intoxicated. So like fake construction?
I'm a little intoxicated and I'm bilingual. So no,
that's fair.
It's not road construction. It was like building
real construction.
Real construction, yeah. It was actually building. No, I think about no. That's beside the point.
Birthday. We're talking birthdays here.
So yeah, in the wintertime, he would go work for this construction company that they would make. I think they would make fences, if mm-hmm. I'm not mistaken. And in the summertime, they laid them off. So which is really weird. I don't know why, but that's besides the point. In the summertime, we would go, you know, pick blueberries in different farms. You know, growing up in Michigan, that's like the, I want to say the number one crop, but around where we're at, it's definitely number one crop. So my birthday came up, and then we actually went somewhere. I can't remember. I forgot where we went to, but my dad being my birthday, we went to Pizza Hut, got some pizza, and then took brought back to, you know, and which is really, which was definitely out of the norm, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't something that, you know, just thinking back now, I think it was really special just thinking about how, you know, life has changed. But at the
back in the day, Pizza Hut was a was a thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, birthday you celebration. Went,
that was a big deal.
And, you know, like I said, he made it a little special, like, especially, like, because that's something that we never did, you know what I mean? Mm. And he knew I love pizza, so it's like, okay, I like that. And even though we were kind of working, like, he kind of took the time out to actually take us to, and then we brought it back to everybody else, obviously, we were, like, the family. But, you know, it was just really cool that that he knew that it was my birthday, obviously, and, you know, made it a little special for me and just kind of cool.
That's awesome.
The second one that I thought was kind of cool, now that I'm a grown adult, it's my birthday. I can have two.
I didn't say anything.
It's a little ironic, though, because it goes back to my birthday on it was at work, actually. I wasn't brand new at the company, but I was like 2-3 years into it. I was in receiving, and even some of the girls up front, I think it was, I can't name any names, but there were some people in purchasing that they bought me lunch. And we just kind of celebrated, and it was just me and the receiving crew. And the next day I got talked to because people were kind of mad about that we celebrated by ourselves and celebrated my birthday, and we didn't invite anybody else, which is really fucking weird. I don't know why, but no, it was really cool. I felt really special because, like, people, you know, that was like one of like the first times that I, not the first time, but definitely did something that people, I felt really appreciated, like, in a way, you know.
If I would have known you were at work today, I would have thrown a little pizza party for you.
That would
have
been cool.
Be real with you. I honestly figured you weren't at work. I just thought you took the day off and didn't see you until you left.
Right.
Like, no, I 10 almost 10 hours later.
I almost hit you up and see if you want to get some Romas and stuff. But
oh,
I was like,
man,
I know. I was
that
like,
would have been
Roma fun. Sounds really good. Calzone. Oh,
reminiscent of the international days.
Yeah, for sure. But no, I was like, I ordered some wings, etc., and drop some sauce on my shirt, but it's okay, you know.
I did notice that. That was a nice shirt too.
Yeah,
nice little polo. Form fitting, very
form fitting.
Nice muscle. So, have you have you introduced Josh to Romas yet? I know this is a little off.
Yeah,
but
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so
when we worked a more similar schedule, we for a while we actually got it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's badass.
It was that and Kid Bueno's.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Initiation.
You got the pizza all the time, the Mexican pizza.
I love it.
Still do.
Yeah.
It's great.
Damn, man. Invite me next time. I know I'm like in a little corner where it's hot and humid and dusty.
Very hot and humid.
Hot and humid everywhere right now.
But that little spot, I
it's the hottest part in the entire building.
You need a bigger fan.
He doesn't even have a fan.
I have one. I don't turn it on because the papers blow everywhere.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
There are certain things you just got to suffer through, man. Yeah.
Get a lot of
being hot.
I would rather papers flit around a little bit rather than friggin' sweat my balls off all day.
I don't sweat, though. I was built for the heat.
Oh, God. I walk into the warehouse. I'm sweating 2 seconds later.
My new helper, he's fucking always sweating. He's not even doing anything. He's already fucking sweating. I'm just
dude sweats pretty good.
I noticed that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Probably drinks heavy.
We don't judge.
We don't judge.
Fair. Sorry, guys. All right. Birthday celebrations. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then, actually, now I think about it, I have a third one.
This is the running list.
No, but this is actually kind of like both bad and good. I know.
It's so bad how good it was, or it's so good how bad it was?
No, I
agree to disagree.
So we had a company outing at the Growlers game, right? Hmm. And it's actually really good. I mean, we had a lot of fun. I mean, I had fun because we had a lot of drinks and the unlimited food. And who doesn't love unlimited food at a fucking Growlers game? To me, that's like one of the funnest. It's really weird how I love baseball, going to baseball games, because it's like super chilled and it's just like,
that's the American dream.
I don't even think about it as an American. I just think it's fun. It's really fun.
It's a pastime. Yeah. And as weird as it sounds, I personally think baseball, especially like within, you know, the 1900s, is a foundation for modern America. Sure. And even though like people are just, oh yeah, baseball. Like for me, I can't watch baseball on television.
Mm.
But if you get me at a game, oh fuck, I'm in it.
Yeah, I can see your point. I like both. I like both on TV and TV and in person. But yeah, I see in person is a lot better to me.
Would you be interested in going to a baseball game?
Down.
Okay,
I'm down. Especially like Growlers.
Sheesh. No. I'm talking like go see the Tigers.
Yeah, we used to go. So my sister, my brother-in-law, we used to go to a Tiger game like at least once every year.
Have you been this year?
No,
I haven't. Let's go this year.
Has anybody been this year?
Yeah, they've opened. They're open. Yeah. I love going. Like I remember, when I first turned 21, because my brother-in-law used to do these kind of like buy a whole bunch of tickets and then they would rent a bus and like, you know, like
they make a thing out of it.
Yeah, they made a thing out of it. Like it was like,
that's pretty cool.
Like lunch included and stuff, so you can drink on the way there because it's a. It's a bus. So
like a charter bus?
Yeah, a charter bus.
Wow. That's fucking sweet.
Yep. That's a lot of fucking people.
That's a way to go to a game, though.
So it used to cost about $50 and stuff, and that included a ticket and a meal.
For one person?
One person.
Oh, man. Yeah. How many people were on the bus?
Not too. I mean, I wouldn't say it was packed, but it was full, but not like crazy packed.
Either. That's transportation, game, food.
Yep.
For $50?
Yeah.
And shit, you can't go to a fucking restaurant with two people for fucking $50.
It was awesome. Like I wish they still did it because it's just like you don't have to worry about driving there or you know, driving back. You're fucking drunk already. But let me just say the first time that I went there, my 21st, one of my birthdays.
And say you were about to say one of your 21st birthdays. That only happens once, bro.
Okay, not on my birthday, but after I turned 21, the first time that I was there when I was 21 already, bro, by the time I got there, I was already drunk. I ain't gonna lie. I was just like, my sister just kept getting me drinks, and I'm just like, man, this is awesome. I love it.
Baseball's amazing.
I know. And then I think it was like one of the first times that I go there, it was like Latin night. So what they did is like they kind of like they would have a whole bunch of flags of like all the countries that were represented by Latin players and stuff. So it was awesome. Nice. I mean, that was like one of my first times that I went to not that time, but one of the first times that I went to a baseball game was awesome. Mm-hmm. But going back to my bad and good day, we went to a Growlers game from a company picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my 30th birthday. I felt that it was a good celebration, but a part of me, like, unfortunately, like, I don't know what it was. It was just like a little sad, you know, just knowing that I was out of my 20s and then to my 30s. And not saying that there's anything bad with that, but just I don't know. It's just you lose something. I don't know.
That's fair. I just want to ask, how does it feel to be 40 now?
Well, the 40 is a new 30.
Well, to put things into perspective for you.
Yes.
40 is only 6 years away.
Damn, you're right. Holy shit. I...
Backwards.
Yeah. No, I honestly, at this point, I really don't care, to be honest. Yeah. I'm definitely, it scares me to get older. Mm. But also, as long as I keep my sanity and my, I guess my outlook. I mean, because I do have a very, very outgoing personality, and I feel that keeps me kind of young at heart. Mm. I think that's what really, really matters at the end of the day.
The age is just a number.
Yeah,
man.
For sure. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Right on.
The only thing that kind of scares me in a sense is, like, the older I get and I'm not married, I don't have kids, I think that's kind of the only thing that really, really bothers me a little bit, where, like, damn, if I get too old, I'm going to have to marry one with 10 kids, and I ain't ready for that responsibility yet.
Just look at the receiving man. You could be just like him, our protege.
Receiving man.
Receiving man.
Who's that?
All-Star.
Vance Vader.
Oh, yeah, 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 okay. Oh, yeah.
The little dog that walks around. Yeah. Josh's dog in the house. Vance Vader.
Sure.
Okay. Sure, sure.
Well, yeah, you could kind of, like, relate to his wonderful, beautiful life.
You know, I wish I'd want to pry and see why he has never gotten married. Or
that dude always seems, like, upbeat and, like, in a super good mood,
yeah,
too. Which...
I still have a hunch that he's of the opposite across place for a different team.
Same team. You think he's a homosexual?
I mean, I'm not saying that he gives me off any homosexual vibes, but I just feel that being that old and not married, I just don't see how you can go that long for that. You know,
it's just not not for some people. Knew since I was young that I wanted to get married and I wanted to have kids. That's something I knew.
And have a brother, Brad.
Sure. So, I mean, you know, some people it's just not in the cards for them, whether it's just how they are socially or it's just not something they think about.
That's true.
Like, there's people I met who have specifically said, I will never get married.
Micah?
Even if, like, somebody, like, you know, if I'm in love with somebody and they propose to me, I'm going to say no.
That's
because
crazy. That's really crazy.
I don't want to get married. And it's, you know, everybody's like, well, then they have commitment issues. It's like, who the fuck cares? Let them live their life. Yeah.
That's true. You that's know? True.
So don't ever, like, feel like you have to do something, man.
That is very true. I just... Actually, one of my uncles, he got married pretty late in life, so I think he got married like in the 50s, his 50s or his early 50s. So, I can see that. I can see that. And then, like I was telling you, like, I was thinking I'm gonna have a midlife crisis today, but then I was like, you know what? I'm planning to live on to 100, so I still got a while before I had that midlife.
Yeah, wow.
I want to hear about this little breakdown that you almost had about this midlife crisis. You told Josh you had
It wasn't a breakdown.
It wasn't a breakdown. I was just kind of like trying to reason on why I shouldn't have a midlife crisis.
Please.
Oh, I was like, what the hell? What did I do?
I'm pointing to the cooler. We need to put that in the middle of the room.
but you were feeling like you should have one.
Yeah. Well, typically, like,
that's
it's about 34, 35.
That's what your 30s are for.
Yeah.
Midlife crisis.
So, like, what's kind of bothering you right now on your wonderful birthday? Like, things you haven't accomplished, things you have accomplished. Like, what more do you want? Like, what fears do you have?
Okay. So, I didn't know I was going to get this deep, but now that you...
It's your birthday.
Yeah, that's true. No, I think the only fear that I have is just not fear. The only concern is that I'm going to get too old and too fat to be in a committed relationship. Even though I don't want to, but I kind of do want to. And it's kind of a weird situation, right? Because you're so used to living this life of freedom that we all love, except for Josh.
What?
freedom's bullshit.
Freedom is bullshit. Arnold Schwarzenegger said it the best.
I'll be back. No,
I got another.
That's good.
That's pretty much the only thing that I kind of like concerns me a little bit is the fact that I'm getting too old for, you know, for women. And then unfortunately, if I get, not saying that there's anything wrong with dating women that are have kids or anything like that, because that's just.
Yeah, I did that in high school.
There you go. That's weird. That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
It was weird.
It just, I think it takes a different level. Maybe when I get to that age, maybe I'll have more maturity to be able to accept that. But as of right now, I tried really hard, and I just can't get past that point, that part.
You know what? And that's, like, even though people just say it, and usually they say it in a weird context, but, like, legit, age is just a number.
That is true.
You know, there are people who find the love of their lives at like 80, and their life isn't a waste.
I've seen some really weird where like the person's like they find love interests like they're like freaking 30, 40 years apart.
Yeah.
So technically speaking, I could have somebody that I love.
There you go. Who hasn't even been born yet.
Hasn't even born yet.
Or is like 80 or 90. You know, it could go either way.
Yeah. Dude, what if you met legit honey tomorrow?
Like Betty White.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Have you seen recent Betty White?
Well, she's almost 100, bro.
Have you seen... Okay, I love Betty White. Mm-hmm. Okay, Golden Girls for life. Have you seen a recent Betty White... She has finally started to look her age.
She's distinguished. Lots of wisdom.
Deteriorating. That's a better D word.
Did you just say deteriorate?
Yeah, she kind of does look like she's deteriorating.
You guys.
Anyways.
No, I haven't seen her, to be honest.
But even so, it's like I've read stories about how people knew each other but then spend the majority of their lives apart.
Right.
Having their own lives, but then somehow they meet again. Mm-hmm. And then like... they fall in love, and it's, you know, so.
I could see that.
You know, I don't think you got anything to worry about, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I wouldn't call it a midlife crisis, but there have been, like, some weird mornings where, like, I'm just wake up in a funk, mm-hmm. and, like, I'll have that weird thought of, like, so this is it?
Yeah, that's kind
of, like,
yeah.
This is what the rest of the life is going to look like? Yeah. It's like, well, that. Kind of sucks, you know. But even then, like 2 minutes later, my kids wake up and they're all full of energy and craziness, and then they're chasing my dog around the house, right. And it's like, okay,
it's not that bad.
This is good. This is okay. You know.
And then you get some amber ale. Sorry, Micah. you're on the clock. Can you, we spoke a little bit on birthdays, not that much, but from what I see, and just because I know you a little bit better, I feel that that birthdays are not not that they're not celebrated, but I feel like it's not a big deal as other people your age and maybe our age.
I am 40 as well. I'm the oldest of the group, and you know.
You're actually the youngest.
Aren't you the youngest of the group?
I don't believe so.
What is your
birth certificate.
What is your universe defined year, sir?
1980.
Now, if we're talking,
you're the youngest.
Now, if we're talking
80.
Wait, you were born in 80?
Yeah.
I'm
40.
He's not.
No, shut the fuck up. What
not.
Year were you born?
He's like,
is it because I look like I'm 60? Like,
I'm legit because you have a tendency to like say shit, and then I have this weird thing of like, I legit don't know if he's being serious or not.
All right, I was born in 75.
He was not born in 75.
I'm going to cut your face off.
He's born in 89.
85?
89. See, I would believe 85.
Okay. We'll go with 85.
Okay, 85 is good.
No, I think that Micah has a very old soul, so I think it makes him seem a little bit older, but he's in reality, he's a baby.
I really am 40, though, 1980.
You're not 40.
Why are you guys disagreeing on my age?
Let me see your wallet real quick.
Maybe he identifies as 40.
Okay, fair enough. That's a very good. That's a very good point.
Does that not say 1980 on it?
It does not.
I can't see it over here.
Does that not say 1980? See?
I'm pretty sure everyone, it says 96.
Everyone says they saw 80.
Come on, let me see it.
So,
Micah,
since we're not a video podcast,
I know, right?
Micah's definitely not handing over ID. He has good thing we're not cops.
He has a real enhanced license, so he can go to Canada or Mexico.
Yeah, I just want to make sure they're safe, provide them with guns, water, money, water, food, shelter.
Which ones, though?
Which Canadians?
Canadians or Mexicans? I said Canada or Mexico.
We don't have a wall up yet, so.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Going back to birthdays.
Yeah, tell me a good birthday. The one that kind of sticks out a little bit more than your average birthday.
See, that's the problem, though, because, like, I really don't like birthdays. To me, it's just another day, but I guess, I mean, you're talking about picking blueberries, you know, going to Pizza Hut. Like, that's a beautiful experience.
Sure.
No, I'm being real with you. Like, that's cool. Okay. You know, sure, so going back to my younger years, it would probably be, I would always go to Detroit Pistons games.
Oh, really?
In Auburn Hills, because my mom, super big sports fan.
Really?
She's the one that got me into sports.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I would never guess. I would have never guessed.
Yeah, my mom is huge into sports. My dad, I don't even think he could know. She loves sports. She grew up on sports. She got me interested in it. And like, and I love basketball, so we would always go see the Pistons play. I think my favorite birthday, it was kind of like within the same month, was seeing LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony in their rookie years.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. You know, a two-for-one going to Auburn Hills. That's really enjoying that experience. In my later years, I guess when it comes to a birthday, I usually try to like travel, do like a little destination thing, get out of town, seek some wisdom, because I'm very aware of my age now that I'm getting older, and I share a lot of the similar, I guess you can call them fears, but I just think right now
concerns.
Yeah, concerns, because the world is so different as to when like our parents were, or like even when we were in our teenage years. Like, it was a lot easier, I think, to like meet people, like genuine people, and find a deep rooted connection. So as I get older and as birthday passes, it's definitely a thought of like, you know, living the rest of your life in solace. Obviously, you have good friendships, you meet beautiful women along the way, you break their hearts, they break your heart, sort of thing, but maybe one of them will stick.
Right.
That's definitely situation. Literally sometimes. But yeah, I think going back to younger years, favorite birthdays were going to sporting events.
That's awesome. I like that. I remember the first time that I went to the Auburn Hills. The only time I've been to Auburn Hills.
It's demolished now.
Yeah, it is. Demolished, it's kind of so the give you a little story. Not that long of a story, obviously, but so I used to be the water boy for the varsity basketball team when I was about in seventh or eighth grade, I think. They got to play at Auburn Hills like after the game or before the game. I can't remember, but it was really cool. And they invited me. I got to go to the game because I was part of the water boy.
You're part of the team.
Part of the team, pretty much. Yeah. It was really cool.
Hydration is a huge part.
Hydration. Hey, talk to Adam Sandler. He knows a little thing about water. But no, I got to go to Auburn Hills, and bro, I was fucking like, that's like the first time that I go to something like that. Mm-hmm. It was so awesome. And then my dad gave me $50. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
That's huge. That's
$50.
Huge.
Heck, yeah.
Yeah.
What about, like, your later years? Like, good birthdays in your later years? You have any stories to share? Like, a beautiful Latin woman?
There's always, so, because my birthday fell in the summer, there was always a lot of drinking. A lot of, even some occasions, some smoking.
Punani as well. Lots of it.
Punani.
Of the Latin variety.
I've never been a Latin person.
Man, I just want to meet your cousins.
Whoa. Damn.
Whoa.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, I know, right?
Holy fuck.
Some hormones are coming out. Yes, I got some very, speaking about hormones, This past week, you got to meet one of your fans.
I did.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met Ricardo's sister.
Yeah.
She's pretty. Yeah, she was awesome, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
What in the actual fuck? Yeah. I've been asking to meet your sister for years. Literally years now, and nothing.
It came at a very heavy price. Have you seen the side of my vehicle?
Oh, yeah.
A fucking deer hit me. I didn't hit a deer. I was literally like a half a mile away from Ricardo's house.
Oh, shit.
To meet his sister, of course. Yeah. And
that was a blind date.
She's married, so.
It's cool.
It was friendship, that's all. Just good chats, good vibes only. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a fucking deer came out and smashed the side of my car.
And I bought a grill.
And Ricardo bought a grill.
Damn.
He had some good food. You should have been out there.
It was a good time, man.
I was not
bring the
given,
kids. Bring
I was
pick
not
blueberries.
Given an invitation.
You know what? We should do that one day. You should come over to my parents' house and we can have some food and some beverages and just like be. I know you're from the northern part of the country, but come down to the southwest part of the country in the countryside.
There's been a lot of like. I'm being legit. Like,
I don't know what's going on right now.
If you know of anyone in Bangor or the surrounding area that has a new cow.
A new cow?
It was potentially stolen. This is a legit story. Oh, I am not making this up.
Oh my god.
Somebody stole a cow.
All right,
you should have bro, the way he came up to me.
Are you okay?
Not a lot goes on in Bangor.
Apparently, people are stealing fucking cows.
Not only a cow, but a pet cow. He's like, hey.
He can't even tell a story.
He's like, hey, you. Do you know anything about this? do you know anything about this pet cow that got stolen in Bangor? I was like, what? He's like, yeah, it was in the news. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, apparently a pet cow got stolen, and they're really looking for it right now. He's like, what the fuck is going on here? Oh, my God.
Dude, small towns, man. Fuck, I grew up in a small town. Not much going on. Fuck.
I never cried on the set until today.
It's okay.
It's all right. I shouldn't have shown you that.
That was hilarious.
So, Josh, on the topic of birthdays and celebrating Ricardo's wonderful day and his 40th, my 50th, can you please share some of your wonderful memories of a day in the life of a birthday with Josh at the young age of 25?
And a half.
Wow. Well, for many years, my older sister and I, our birthdays are 7 days apart.
Damn.
Like 51 weeks to the day apart.
Wow. Is she hot? Sorry.
Ask Ricardo. He has opinions on that.
Was this Tori?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
So 51 days to the day
yes,
apart.
Yes, he is.
But granted, I was 2 months early, so that probably had something
Makes
to do
sense.
With it. So for the longest time, we had joint birthdays. So
like smoke joints?
Yes.
No. Like, okay. Co-birthdays.
Hey, do you have any
celebrate
more of this,
together?
More of this?
I can make some on our next break.
Okay.
Some nectar? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So one of the first birthdays that I remember really well that didn't involve us having a birthday together, where I legit had a birthday celebration of my own, I had my closest friends come over. I had gotten a brand new Nintendo 64 game.
Right.
It was Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Hell yeah.
The blue cartridge. Not the boring gray one, but the motherfucking blue one.
I don't know what that means, but it's awesome.
They were a special edition cartridge.
Blue
that
is better.
I think you can only get them like within the first week when they were getting sold, and then they went with just the standard gray for the Nintendo 64.
Oh, really? So all it was is just the color?
Yeah, well, because Nintendo 64 cartridges were always gray, except for like the little color on the art.
That's so weird.
So I had the blue one, which was cool.
Yeah.
But me and my buddies, we stayed up all night, legit, all night playing this game. You know, we played through the single player, we did multiplayer and all that shit. I don't think any of us, went to bed until like 6:30 the next morning, but then it was only for like an hour or two. Wow. And then we got back up and then we started playing again. So like that's as far back as I go. I remember one after I had moved to Kalamazoo. I was working at a print shop at the time, and some people I had met with or worked with, we decided, hey, it's my birthday.
I can cry if I want to.
Somebody's watching my kids. Let's have a night on it. So we went to, where else did we go to? We went to Arcadia when that was still a thing.
Oh, I never went to Arcadia. I kind of really regret it, to be honest.
I liked the one in Battle Creek better.
Oh, okay.
But we went to Arcadia first, had a couple beers. It was just me and my wife there. We had a couple beers and just kind of chilled for a little bit. And then we went to Shakespeare's, where her sister joined us. And then a couple of folks from work showed up. They hung out for a while. And by that time, I was already like 7 beers into it and feeling fantastic.
Mm, I like that.
After that, we went to Gonzo's, which isn't there anymore. Yeah. It's the Saugatuck Brewing Company now. Yeah. Nice, we went there. We sat outside, which was really nice. I got a flight of beers. It was really good. My wife got the cheesecake, which they actually use their stout to make the they use their stout. I don't know if they do it anymore to make their cheesecake. So one of the gals I worked with, her boyfriend is like, okay, what if we do this? What if we take a piece of the cheesecake and then take a sip of the stout at the same time? It was fantastic.
Nice.
So legit, by the time it was time to go home, I was gone. So gone. And so I remember, like, you know, the whole night was fun. Just, you know, getting together with people, having drinks, being crazy. I mean, it was fun. But the best was driving home, because we took the main drag of Westnage to get to where our old house was.
Right.
That road has never felt longer, because mostly because I kept passing out in the car. I'd be like, oh, are we home yet? Wow. Oh, Jesus. Why are we not there? I'd be like, oh, my God. I got to pee so bad.
Right.
It took forever to get home. And, of course, the whole way my wife is laughing her ass off at
That's
me.
Hilarious.
And so that was a lot of fun.
What would be one birthday that you, not say that necessarily it had to be bad, but just kind of like, eh, you know? Wasn't anything particularly special that you can remember? But I'm pretty sure there's as well as you are. Yeah,
I think some of them just
nothing in particular. I really,
nothing happened. I mean, like my kids always try to do something fun, and they definitely, like, my daughter more than anybody. Like early in the morning, she'd be like, "Dad, it's your birthday! Happy birthday!"
And you know what I noticed?
What?
I don't think your son likes you.
Well, he better, because I'm the only person who will play video games with.
Oh, okay. That's my
son. But no, like my daughter always, especially on birthdays, whoever's birthday it is, she always makes sure that they are reminded first thing in the morning that it's their birthday. Happy birthday.
She's going to be very caring then.
Yeah. So
I don't like that.
So which is really cool about her. But so there have just been a couple of birthdays where, like, after a chunk of time where, you know, it's whether the day itself is real busy and you haven't planned anything out, and it's just, hey, we're going to just kind of go how we go, man.
Nice. No, I think that at a later age, you're not really looking at birthdays very, I mean, not that there's anything wrong, but you just don't care. I wonder why. I mean, you just don't really care to celebrate your birthday as much.
Because a bit of that.
And I think, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I think that in a sense, I think that's why, like, I don't like that attention anymore, because like I'm older to the fact that, or I'm older. So the fact that people are like, acknowledging that it's my birthday, like, it's kind of weird to me now. You know what I mean? It's just maybe at a younger age, I kind of liked it, but not so much anymore.
What? Oh yeah, go ahead.
So in your adult life, like right now. Okay, we're talking about birthdays, you know, them being, you know, maybe not as exciting as they were previously.
Right.
Huh. What's a birthday that you would like in your later years now? Like, what's that picture look like?
I picture, like, a lot of...
Like, what would you like to do?
A lot of strippers, a lot of midget strippers.
Okay. You know, that can be arranged.
No, I honestly, I think that... I honestly feel that a good birthday celebration for me is now, is which I did for a long time. And I think that's one, going back to like the my birthday being on the summer, just being on a with the bonfire, just like drinking and chilling. And you know, to me, that's just like
that's nice.
Bonfires were growing up. I mean, that's like the easiest thing you can do, and just you know, on a weekend. Just get a lot of firewood and just, you know, you can drink just about anything, smoke about anything, and, you know, just kick it with people you really enjoy.
Let's make that happen.
We should make that happen.
Definitely. I got a lot of shit to burn.
Okay.
You're well, wood burns better, but I mean.
Shit you know. Is, ex- you know.
I mean, maybe mix it with gas and it'll
maybe
be fine.
My definition of shit is a little off, but.
What about you?
You know, I was going to dive into Josh, but...
but no, yeah.
Okay, all right, so...
Excuse me? You were about to what?
Sorry about that,
didn't
Josh.
Ask him
my,
some things.
My intentions weren't as clear from the get-go. I got an eye for you. sorry. Okay. No, for myself, again, like, I really like to get out of town for my birthday. So I think something I haven't experienced that I would like to is kind of, like, line up something out west in the mountains where I go for like a maybe a 2-3 day hike.
Right.
Beautiful exotic woman with me.
Oh.
And we just we drink, smoke, and fuck the whole time as we hike.
Wow.
That's what I want.
I mean, you know what you want.
We can make that happen.
I just gotta I just gotta find the right woman. That's all it is.
I mean, you think you have. You know, like
I could pay for it too.
I mean, you got the mail order brides. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about? No.
You could
no,
be a professional like green card marriager.
I thought about that.
Like a Russian, Russian bride or Filipino bride.
They sound too expensive.
Which ones?
Both.
Okay. Fair enough.
But yeah, no. That's the ideal adult birthday for me is mountains, hiking, lots of fucking with an exotic woman.
Yeah,
not an American white woman. Like I'm talking exotic. It's too basic. I need it to be exotic.
Ouch.
You don't take no basic bitches.
No.
I feel that we can make that happen somehow.
I appreciate that. We can have a bonfire and then we can make
a bonfire on top of the mountain.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Josh?
What?
Let's dive into you.
Right now,
what?
We're going to dive in to you, two-way street. We got a bonfire. We got a mountain with a beautiful, voluptuous, exotic woman. And that kind of leads us into diving deep into your wonderful mind. Of what a great birthday in your adult life would look like.
See, I have to take, like, a long leap, like, much further. Mm-hmm. Because I think a good birthday for me would be my kids, my wife, me, my brother.
Family-oriented.
My
I respect
my
that.
Older brother. Mm-hmm. Not really, like, maybe we go to whatever my favorite watering hole is at the time.
Right.
Just to have that group together. Because, like, there are not too many... At least not anymore. A lot of bars I like to go to just because it just feels like more of a hassle than anything.
People suck.
Yeah, people do suck.
Not the right ones. Though.
Right. The only place that I have legit felt at peace and loved being there was the Mammoth Distilling. I guess you can call it a bar, but like it's just alcohol there.
What? Yeah.
It was fantastic. The setup, how it looked, the ambiance, the customer service was phenomenal.
Mm.
And then they had live music. They have live music like four nights a week.
Wow.
And it's for hours.
Where's this at now?
It's in, well, the one I was at was in Traverse City. I love Traverse City anyways. There's one in Adrian. Ann Arbor, I think there's one. There's one other one I can't remember. But then they have the one in Traverse City. So we were at the one in Traverse City. It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. And my wife and I, while we were there, we just chatted. We, you know, sipped on amazing beverages.
Meta Blonde. Sorry.
What?
A Blondale.
A Blonde ale.
No, this is whiskey. They don't serve beer there.
Blonde whiskey.
It's all whiskey.
Blonde whiskey.
Whiskey blonde.
But, I mean, so if I got to have my kids, my wife, and my brother, and, you know, even his family. Like, there was one night, even while we were there, his two oldest daughters live in Petoskey. They drove down to Traverse City to hang out with us for a night. So we fucking went to Mammoth. We're like, hey, let's go and let's have a drink or two. And just we just chilled, and it was great. So just having close family together, getting together at a place that I enjoy being in, that's ideal.
That's true. That's very true.
So, but at the same time, the idea of being around a bonfire with the same people, friends, family, right, and shit like that, that sounds amazing as well.
And you make a lot of new friends too with bonfires. Like, you know, you meet people that you don't really know, and it's just kind of like a very. I mean, I guess that could happen anywhere, right? But
bonfires. Well, are you talking like a bush party?
A bush party?
Yeah.
Talk to me. That's a cultural thing.
No, that's it's a bonfire, but like. You invite the community. They call it a bush party.
No.
Yeah, right. Most of them have bushes, and you're drinking Bush Light. It's a bush affair.
You know
affair.
What? Sometimes when I go on bush PH, when I go on PH, I do look up a little bit of, what's the word? Not retro. What is it?
Old school.
OG.
It has a specific
70s?
Name.
Vintage.
It's quite interesting. I haven't actually, now I think about it, I haven't looked into that in a real long time. But once in a while, it is a little interesting to me.
Yeah, just the
it's
bush.
A little turn on. I'll be honest. For me, it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
seeing that bush.
I'm not going to lie.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
He was a great president.
I think Josh or Mike is being a little sarcastic over here.
Bro, we all have a soft spot for the bush. With
you
the
think
right.
So?
I think so. You know, when he was in office.
Oh, my God. He was.
Okay, no. Real, the right woman, yeah, I guess. I haven't encountered, like, a
right.
Gnarly, like, rustic bush.
I got a bad taste in my mouth.
I mean, I've had, like.
Dirty.
Like, the tamed, like, tight-knit trim.
I like that, though.
Yeah, but we're not like vintage is like full on raw like.
Like,
you got hairs longer than the ones on my head.
you could braid it.
It's like the ones that fall on the toilet seat in a public restroom.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
Or our fine establishment where we work.
So Robin Williams had this one bit of stand up. His stand up was fucking dirty as hell, which was so fucking funny. Where, you know how he had, like, ridiculously hairy arms?
Oh, yeah.
He had this bit where he would talk about going down on a chick, but then, like, would put his hand in his elbow, and his arm hair would be up in his face. And he would be like, rrr, 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 and he's like, no, you're not supposed to talk dirty.
Too soon.
Oh, Jesus.
I think we've come, like, full circle. So we have Josh as far as family life, you know, going to a wonderful distillery.
Whoa, where'd that come from? You've been hanging around too many Mexicans,
man. I'm bilingual. So yes, and then, well, no, I think it starts with myself. You go to the mountains, you meet a beautiful woman. Mm. You make lots of babies. Mm-hmm. You go to
we ain't making
the
no babies.
Distillery adventure. And then when you have a full family, you have a bonfire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you're older, you get bored and you look at bush.
You don't just look at it.
Oh.
You definitely do something.
Oh,
with
okay.
It. You just go like, that's interesting.
Gotcha.
Yeah, interesting. Anyway, guys,
wow,
I think
this got a little weird.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to wrap it up for get into the final five. Exactly 5 minutes.
So do you wrap it up when you go into the bush, or do you not
need
that?
No, there's a lot of, it's kind of like a filter.
Okay.
It's kind of like a filter, so you don't really need any type of protection because there's a filtration system there. Filtration system there.
Floral.
Filtration. He cut us off.
Hi, friends. Ian here. Do you enjoy atypical conversations about history? Do you like an occasional sip or three of whiskey? Then come on over to the Bar of Questionable Life Choices and join me for an episode of Why Whiskey. We're a history podcast with a whiskey problem. Or maybe we're a whiskey podcast with a history problem. We'll let you decide all that. On Why Whiskey, I'm often joined by guests as we cover historical events in America and around the world and the people that were involved. Throughout the show, we will taste a wide variety of whiskeys and share some knowledge about what it is that we are drinking. So if any of this interests you, come on up to the bar, grab a glass, and let's share some great stories. Cheers.
And we're back. It's been a long one tonight, but we're gonna do our best and try to wrap it up with the final five. Ricardo, you are the birthday boy slash
man.
Bachelor. To all you single ladies out there.
Yeah. So
Sorry.
So Josh threatened to cut me off at 5 minutes, so I'm gonna do my best.
There's no time limit on
right
greatness.
So what's grinding my gears lately, okay, what's been on my mind, not on my mind, but
there's some lube.
So yeah, so it goes back to the sports world, okay.
I'm offended already.
Micah, I'd like to get your opinion on this because
No question.
Yeah, you're right. But no, I want to give my thoughts on this because it really irks me.
It's a 5-minute Q&A. I get it.
Yeah. The Mexican softball team that has played for the Tokyo Olympics, right? These are beautiful women played softball for the Mexican team. Mm-hmm. Great people. They went kind of far. I'm not too sure exactly how far they went. But at the very end, they lost to
America.
Honestly, I think it might have been America or Canada. I can't remember exactly. It was really weird. I'm not too sure.
Canada doesn't play softball.
But then they on the way back. I mean, they went home, right? So they got a little bit of bad feedback because there were some uniforms that were found in the garbage can, right? Some Mexican uniforms, yeah. Couldn't find out, supposedly, the reason that they threw some of these uniforms away were because they didn't have enough room in their luggage, right? Which is makes a, you know, supposedly, I don't know. It's kind of disrespectful in a sense. Now, where I have the biggest problem, and if anybody wants to interject, I would like to know a little bit, but that's besides the point. A lot of these Mexican softball team players themselves were of Mexican descent. But most of them actually were American by nationality in their birth certificate. So, it's kind of weird. I feel that if you are I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with certain nationalities, national teams to have people of not direct people of their national race.
Citizens.
Exactly. Like, there you go.
Citizens of that country exactly. should be the ones being on the team.
Yes. Okay. I'm kind of drunk already. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
And I'm bilingual.
I knew what you were going, but I wanted to help you get there.
It's kind of weird because like the national team, I would say like probably like 99% of the girls or women that were on that team were American. Literally, like I saw them on TikTok and I'm just like, holy shit, you guys are like literally American. I mean, legally speaking, they're American. And yeah, granted, they did have some, their parents were probably Mexican descent. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that that's why they were allowed to play for the Mexican team. But I just feel that, especially in that type of environment, I mean, that type of playing field, you should have, if you're going to play for Mexico, you should be a Mexican citizen. Now, granted, they can be have a dual citizenship, which is cool, but I just feel like you don't have that type of respect and honor for that country. I mean, you can obviously, but there's certain exceptions, right? But I feel that you have to at least if you were raised or nationalized in that country, you should be able to play for that team. If you weren't,
that's fair.
You shouldn't able to play.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know how that works, but I'm assuming there's some kind of a process for selecting who can play and why they can or can't play.
I guess there's no legal definition of saying like or legal rule or law that says that states you know, you have to have national team or your national players has to be from that country, right? But you know, who knows.
So in the Olympics, you just have to have citizenship in that country, and a lot of these athletes have dual citizenship, as far as being American and then playing for another country. So throughout the Olympics, there were a ton of American players that were on Latin American teams, and they were mainly doing that to represent their family and give them, you know, respect and say, this is my lineage, and, you know, yes, I am an American citizen, but I'm also a citizen in this country as well, and I want to represent them because that's where my family's roots came from. Mm-hmm. So in the Olympics, you can literally choose what country you represent. You just have to have citizenship in that country.
Interesting.
All right, Micah. Final five, man.
Final five. You know, I'm going to go a different direction. Ricardo, man, thanks for, you know, throwing sports out there. I'd love to talk about it.
For sure. You're very well versed in the sports area.
Arena. Don't know why I take a liking to it. Well, I do, but
it's your mom.
Yeah, you're right. I love my mom.
So my
little rant for the day is just like, you know, your name getting slandered,
right?
People taking your name or a prior experience
mishap or
something that they
hold against you,
preconceived notion. I don't know what benefit these people get from taking your good name and going to other individuals that have had no interaction with you and shoot you down, put you in a bad light.
True.
You know, what is the benefit in that? I experienced it today with a particular friend. I had to bow out of a golf tournament just because the interest level was no longer there. I paid my fee, said keep the money and whatnot, and then it turned into a slander of my name, saying I wanted my money back. But what it turned into really is he wanted to put the money in his pocket. Why the fuck is my name getting slandered when I said keep the money? I'm bowing out. Like, the right thing to do is I paid, keep it. I'm sorry, I'm not going to partake. Okay. But like, for my name to get slandered for someone else's benefit in terms of monetary, it's like, man, I really don't even want to fuck with you anymore.
Yeah.
Man, you are just slandering my name so much. And then in the workplace, like, okay, if I had a particular interaction with an individual, why are you going to people that I have never spoken to and giving them a bad taste before I even get to, you know, really tell them who I am? Like, that's just terrible. And I feel like it's very strong in the workplace and potentially in friendship as well.
Right.
That's kind of going back to last week, wanting to get off the grid. You know, I said forever. Yeah, it'd probably be forever. Be real. I just want to move the country, get away from people. It's really hard to find genuine people, but there are two individuals on this particular podcast that are true, genuine people.
Mm.
Josh and Ricardo.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday. I was
talking about us.
I was looking around
like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got roadies.
my mind's kind of spiraling. If you guys got 30 seconds, just want to, you know, get your input on your name getting just drawn out in the sand when it shouldn't be.
Well, 30 seconds for me. So I definitely know what you're talking about, because my name has been slandered in the professional world for the last 7 years. And granted, I've been in my company for about almost 9 years. No, wait. I don't know. But anyways, my name has been slandered for a long time. And I feel like I'm both misinterpreted And also just because there's certain people there for some odd reason, they kind of feed off of that negativity, and I don't really appreciate them, and I hate them. I still love them, but I hate them.
I just don't get why, like, such a person like yourself, your name's getting slandered. You bring nothing but positive energy. It's just confusing. How about yourself, Josh?
Cut off crack here. Fuck.
30 seconds.
The biggest thing against me is I don't understand how people, what they gain to get.
Right.
What they could possibly get out of fucking somebody else over. It's like, because you don't even work together.
Right.
It's like, so what fucking difference is it really going to make? And it doesn't. So, and it's just, everybody gets
Do you think it's a little bit of jealousy that some people are getting more attention or better liked, I guess, in a sense?
When you have worked your way into a position that you are in no way qualified for? No, it shouldn't be.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
But that's just me.
How about you, Josh? What is tickling your brain today?
All right. Well, let me tell you guys what's tickling my balls right now.
I said brain, not balls.
I always put the two together.
Start with the B.
So, I recently I saw the newest trailer for Venom 2 recently, which is crazy because I haven't even seen the first one. And it looked
Is that Spider-Man?
Is it a snake?
It's the Okay, I can't get into that.
Sorry.
All right, so as I'm watching this, it's the introduction to Carnage, which is like essentially the red version of Venom. Venom is the bad anti-hero black version of Spider-Man, but not
that's
really.
Cool. I really like him. I had the toy figure.
So with the movie, it has, What's his face?
Tobey Maguire?
No, fuck him. I don't care about him.
Jimmy Kimmel?
No. God damn it.
Will Ferrell.
No. Okay, stop saying names. So, anyways.
5 minutes. No. 4 minutes.
Fuck. Boldy, shut the fuck up. So, there's a moment because the fact that what causes him to be Venom is its own living entity. Uh-huh. When they see Carnage for the first time, like, he goes back into the human host, and he's like, and so he's like, oh, wait, where'd you go? And then you hear the voice of Venom. He's like, oh, shit, it's a red one. And he's like, come on, you got to get out of here. It's like, okay, if you come out, I'll let you eat everybody. He's like, do you promise? He's like, yes, I promise. He's like, hell yeah. And then he, like, real quick turns into Venom. And it was so exciting. Just this, like, it was a bit of comedy and action and just excitement. I was like, okay, I haven't even seen the first one. I want to see the second one right now. It was really exciting.
Ricardo, I think it's up to us to like look into Venom because with the excitement we just experienced with Josh and Venom, I love like it. And also D&D, like we have a lot to like. I think that's what's holding us back from, you know, we were Get talking married. About our the relationship not progressing, not being in.
I think
we just need to try new things, specifically D&D and watching this Venom to relate and understand.
Let me say one last thing.
Okay.
Comic book movies need to not worry about ratings. Most successful comic movie, most successful comic book movies, in my opinion, Logan, Deadpool, and from what I've seen, Venom, all rated R, because they stay true to their original content of what they should be, and the original content was heavy and not meant for children.
The last movie that I seen that was PG-13, I fucking hated it. I wanted my time back.
What was
my life. It was a Will Ferrell movie with Kevin Hart. I think it was I can't remember what it's called.
I know what you're talking about.
It was fucking horrible. I love both of them, you know, but I just feel that PG-13 movies are fucking horrible. They're just like there's a level of
they can work. More times than not, they don't.
Yeah, you're right. It
depends on the context, especially if you have people who are like, okay, these people would shine if this was a rated R movie.
Yeah.
There you go.
So Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell, and Wahlberg. I can't remember a fucking movie right now. But anyways, I saw the second one, and I thought it was going to be funny, and it was just like the level of comedy was.
Was it the when they're cops?
No, I think. No, it wasn't that.
We'll get hung up.
Yeah, it was definitely a good movie. It was definitely could have been a good movie.
Right.
But the level of comedy, as far as it was so childish, that it was definitely not even funny. It was like extreme.
Will Ferrell. What did you expect?
Will Ferrell, Step Brothers. I mean, he did great. Will Bobby. Ricky Bobby. He did fucking awesome.
Did we just become best friends? Yep.
To me, that was like, yeah, you can't beat those, I guess. But, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, fuck.
You got 50 seconds.
Do we sing Ricardo a song right now?
La Bamba. I don't. La Bamba.
La Bamba. Hey, 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 oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ricardo.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Happy 40th, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. This has been Conspiracy Thursdays, recorded on Fridays, brought to you on Monday. No, this is the Warehouse Rats celebrating Ricardo turning 40 baby. And not looking a day over 50.
That's gonna be the title. Okay. That's gonna be the title.
All right, folks.
If you made it this long.
We are out.
Peace.